Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Double Z's gut reactions to Microsoft's E3 2016 press conference. I'm Ticketmaster, joined by
RPG Maniac 05,
Traptical,
and Gamer 12.
So yeah, Xbox S. The leaks are true. It's real. The only, I guess, features it has that Xbox One doesn't is HDR, whatever, and like 4K something. But it's like a TV feature thing, so it's like it's kind of weird because it's like not. It was weird. And then it's like starting at $299, which Tropical pointed out, and I have it typed, and I was like, oh, I completely like glossed over that, so it's not $299. I mean, there are models that are $299, but that's like the 2 terabyte model apparently, but there's gonna be other models that are more expensive, and it's coming this August, so, you know, maybe I'll bundle it with Deus Ex or something, who knows? I wouldn't buy it just then, but you know, that's just me.
But later they said that Forza was running on HDR. And yesterday, Gamer was telling us that it's like a color mode. It's a high dynamic range color mode, I guess?
Yeah, on TVs.
So the TV has to support it, and then...
The game has to support it.
Is there, like, extra processing involved, or, like, what are we talking about here?
I don't think so. I think it's just, like, whether or not the hardware can support that color range.
Oh, okay. So it's not, like, better textures or anything like that. It's just...
No.
There are more divisions between the different colors.
It's like the closest thing I could make it like refer to is like, remember that Vita revision that had like a deeper color gamut?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much just like that.
Oh, okay. Maybe less crushed like, blacks and stuff then on Xbox?
We'll see. and that's the thing, it's like they say, oh, this is on HDR, but you can't really show it on stream, you know, because like mostly everyone's TV is just still on 8-bit color space, so that's weird. I don't know.
Interesting.
But hey, it's a bullet point for the new system, so.
Yeah.
One of their new systems.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
What a mess. So then after they showed that Gears of War 4, October 11, 2016, and it looks like Gears of More, as I've been calling it, and it is Gears of More, because it's, you know, if you've played Gears of War and you wanted more, there you go. Some cool combat stuff where like, oh, shoot the thingy as I launch it, and lightning from the ground while we run to the door that has a giant flesh monster at the other side of it.
I should also point out that lightning doesn't work that way.
It's alien. It's space lightning. Well, it was funny because, you know, in the past, Gears of War, in addition to being Gears of War, it was also like the tech showcase for Unreal Engine. And now that's no longer the case. And yet the things that they were showing off that were supposed to be like really cool, like the lightning thing and the, like when he shot the environment or just like big pieces of the environment getting blown away by different physics effects. It still felt kind of like tech demo-y. It's like, oh, look what Unreal Engine can do. It's like, but you guys are Microsoft. Like, you shouldn't care about that anymore. You're not trying to sell Unreal Engine anymore. I thought that was interesting.
And then at the end of the trailer, there was Marcus Fenix all old and grizzled and maybe
old
coming
Phoenix.
Back. Yeah, also it's funny because like when they started the demo, they're like, oh, your mom's been kidnapped and you're out and you like need to save her. And I was like, damsel in distress. And I was like, triggered. So, you know. Anita's out there somewhere, and, you know, you might hear about this, Microsoft. You might want to do something about that, but hey, whatever. So,
did everyone's audio cut out at the end?
Mine didn't cut out at the end. It cut it out, like, at one point when they were doing something, but then it came back. My stream was, like, a bit
chatty,
but then it never crapped out. But, no, I didn't have anything, like,
it was like, on the YouTube stream, the girl said something, I'll broadcast this, and then.
Oh, yeah! They like, oh, yeah, they censored that. I think they censored that.
I think it was just censored.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I was like, whatever.
Oh, it was censored. Okay.
I think if it wasn't last year, like the year before, like there was something and like they totally like just said it and I was like, ooh, they went there. But now it's like they censored it. It's kind of like, oh, well, way
who
to
they think
put the clothes back on.
This?
They're worried about all the 10-year-olds.
All the Minecraft fans that are tuning
like,
in just to see the Minecraft.
Like, Mom, I want to see Minecraft and these people are yelling explicatives on the screen.
At my face.
She was like, broadcast this and this and this and this. I was like, I don't even know what happened.
I didn't take your mom. I'm not networked to, I mean, I'm kind of networked to other people. What do you want from me, lady?
I was just about to say, like, who hurt you? Ooh. Poor kids.
Go ahead.
Those are weird, like, I guess it's a new enemy. They're called the Swarm, and yet
they look
kind of like the same enemy.
They do.
Like, oh, drones. Like, wait, I think they were called drones before. And then the little like crawling guys were called something Tickers. Else, and now they have a different name, and it's like, okay.
And the enemies still use guns for some reason.
Yeah. So they're still intelligent.
Well, I mean, aliens.
Were they playing co-op or was it single player?
It appeared that they were playing co-op, but they were only showing off from one person's perspective.
Okay. Because it's like the AI would go over, or I thought it was the AI would go over and like grab weapons and make, you know, dude bro comments about them. It's like, oh yeah. It didn't feel like there was a change, I think. It was very like, oh yeah, awesome. Now I'm going to go around and shoot stuff with this thing. It's like, oh yeah, I found this thing. Yeah, what's up? So, yes, Gears of more Gears.
And then after
that weapon was ridiculous. Oh, the ratchet saw weapon. See, that makes no sense. In a real life situation, why would you want the saw blade to go like bounce back towards your face? Like, chainsaw, okay, I get it, because it's a chainsaw. But like, this gun makes completely no sense.
How did
obviously, gamer, everyone in the future is masters of physics, so they're prepared for these inevitabilities. They're like, I can dodge everything that comes at me. It's cool, guys.
Billiards is the game of the future.
And also, yeah, like, they added some, like, other melee killer. Like, he stabbed them with some sort of, like, dagger knife thing. I was like, okay, you have a bit bayonet on your chainsaw, but I guess if you don't have it out, you can just stab. Whatever.
Actually, this part was the first game that they were talking about Xbox Play Anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is the new program. Internally, the leak was that it was called Project Helix. Basically, games would be on all their platforms, so Windows 10 and Xbox One. And it's essentially, yeah, it's like it's cross-buy and the cross-play.
Yep.
I think crossplay is the bigger, more important feature. Crossplay for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely for us, because we don't have Xbox Ones.
So yeah, I can play the gamer if I get a Windows 10 gaming PC, which
I know.
Yeah.
Which you guys do, right? You updated.
I have Windows 10 on one of my PCs. It's not my gaming one. Okay. A, B. I'm not sure the video card can, like, run anything that's, like, past like, 2 years ago or something. So, or past, like, the last generation of consoles.
Well, that's so, like, the best thing about PC. You can play it on anything.
That's true.
I still haven't upgraded to Windows 10, so, yeah.
I mean, since we're getting into it, like, I feel like I would rather get, a new awesome PC than an Xbox, even though, like, it's going to cost way more, but it also has, like, way more utility.
Yep.
And then then it's basically gonna be like, oh, these are all PC games. Like, right now, my laptop can play, Forza Apex, I think it's called, the free-to-play one that they released on Windows 10. And it runs fine until you get to the faster cars, and then it just can't keep up. So, you know, all that stuff, like, if it's compatible across all hardware that's running the same Windows 10 platform, then it's like, well, now I have that. If I get a $1,000 PC, then it will be way more awesome, and then I'll also be able to do things like, you know, not spend 5 minutes rendering a podcast and all these stuff.
You know, actually use your computer for computer things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and then they showed Killer Instinct's new character, General Rom.
I don't know who that is, so it's like, yay?
The
it was the guy
the first
in
War.
The first one, right?
Yeah.
What was the, what were those things that kill you if you're not in the light? Do you remember what those were called?
I remember, dude.
Drill?
Magic?
Drill,
that might be it. No.
He had that, and it seemed to function as like,
a shield of some
sort? Shield, yeah. A one-hit absorbing
shield.
Like FBO
Fireball.
And I guess his signature move is lifting people by the neck and stabbing them in the chest. I'm pretty sure that's the second time I've seen him do that to someone.
It is pretty cool that Killer Instinct is becoming like their Super Smash Brothers for Xbox.
and like just put
Conquer
in there. Throw them all in there, guys. Put a pinata in there. It's fine.
Yeah, turn into like Super Smash Brothers Xbox Edition, but a 3D fighting game.
I mean,
1v1.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's weird.
It
like,
makes
we added
sense.
Guest characters every year, and now it's like not even Killer Instinct, but we'll call it Killer Instinct, whatever. So.
Yeah, because people aren't really getting killed in the game anymore. It's just like they're just getting defeated.
Yeah. But like except the aesthetic of their characters, it's like if they were to make a real Smash Brothers type game, it would feel kind of strange.
Yeah.
Cutesy, Master Chief.
That is actually a good point.
This game was also Xbox Play Anywhere.
I think every game.
I think all of them were.
Almost every game was. This one is actually already out on PC. General RAM is free for the month. And I think, yeah, on PC it's free to play, right?
No idea.
Oh, Killer Instinct?
Yeah.
No, you have to buy it.
Oh, really?
I think.
Well, then.
No idea.
Well, there was also a tease in the middle for the a new skin for the Elite controller, or just like a new Elite controller that was all Gears themed.
Oh yeah, there was that. I was like, oh yeah. but we have another part where they like had some like Xbox One controller stuff, so it's like, you know, they had them separate for some reason, but yeah, we'll get to it.
Yep.
And then they showed Forza Horizon 3 September 27th, 2016, also Play Anywhere, and they had someone, they did this like co-op demo where they had like person on Xbox One, person on Xbox S, and then two people on Windows 10 gaming PCs, and I was like, dude, I'm like, at that point, I was like, I'd had it with the whole like shoving down my throat of, you can play this on Windows 10 Tekken, you can play this on Windows 10 Tekken, it's like, dude,
like,
dude,
that's annoying.
Dude, I don't have a Windows 10 PC, gaming PC at that. Are you gonna buy me one? Then shut the F up about it, cause like, it's like, it's not like money's just like falling from the sky for me to like buy some sweet gaming PC, or some sweet console that you just announced, so it's like, shut the F up please, you're really making me annoyed.
They're like really in your face about it too, cause it's like, everything was like,
it's like
and
hey,
also!
Hey, if you don't have an Xbox One, if you don't have Xbox S, you have a Windows 10 gaming PC, oh, well, alright, well, never mind then,
I think it was more of a demo of like how co-op is well integrated within Xbox One, Xbox Space, whatever.
Because it was supposed to be like seamless co-op jump in or something like that. So
it's like, it's weird because like we've seen that already in games before. Like I was playing Helldivers with PSVR players. I was playing what's that other games with PSVR players. It's old news. Like I don't know. They think it's new for them. But.
Yeah, that's true. Like technology wise, we've seen that type of stuff before. I think implementation-wise, I mean, the most recent examples I think that lots of people had contact with were Destiny and The Division, and those are not seamless at all. Like, Destiny is like, oh, you want to join this person right next to you?
It is not.
Go back to orbit. Come back down. Like, I was already here. This one is actually seamless. Like
standing right next to him. Like,
yeah, I was
like, oh, we're boys in the tower. We're not the same fire team. Sorry, gotta go back to orbit. I'll be right back.
This one, it was just like instant, you know, your weather, the traffic patterns, the time of day, everything just syncs to the host once you push the button, and then you're just there in their world of like, that's really cool.
It's cool that there's like a visual in Forza though, and I don't know if that happens in other games, but in Forza there was like a visual aspect where the guy gets dropped down in a parachute into the racetrack. That was pretty cool. It was like, whoa, Motorstorm.
I was that one guy racing a helicopter.
Those are the kind of events that they have in Horizon. There's one like, cause they've done it on Top Gear and they're like, oh, that would be cool. Like, it's like a checkpoint race where you're in a car and your opponent is in a plane. But because like the plane can't make as tight turns, it has to like sort of loop back around to go through the checkpoints. And it's like, who's faster to get through all the checkpoints?
Oh, that's cool, I guess. Cause I mean, they were like, yeah, he's racing this Jeep that's being carried by a helicopter. I was like, wait, what? That's not. Alright.
What's the one they did, on Top Gear? I think it was like two cars that, or a car and a, attack chopper. And they, I forget which ones they were, but they had like, I think they were snake themed name vehicles. And I was just like, oh, that's kind of cool.
It's probably the Dodge Viper and the Cobra.
Ah, there we go. Viper.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
It was neat. I was like, this is insane, but sort of cool.
And, also, it takes place in Australia, down under. Though it was weird because there's a bunch of like jungle and foliage, and I was like, does Australia look like that? Because I've seen documentary stuff about the outback.
Like a desert.
And yeah, I was like, is there a jungle part of Australia? Because now I'm kind of wondering, because I'm like, I think they might have got that part wrong.
My understanding, like, it's generally like a massive desert out there, so it's not like,
but just the middle.
Jungles. Who knows?
Maybe there is.
I think New to Horizon, and I didn't play that far in 2 or 1, but there were like buggies and like racing trucks and...
Yeah, it was weird. Like, in the trailer, there's like a lot of emphasis on buggies. Because at first I was like, oh, this is Horizon. I mean, this is a Forza game, but then they started showing like these other vehicles, and I was like, is it Forza? Maybe not. And I already tweeted it. I was like, crap, I don't want to be wrong. But I wasn't wrong, so I was like, okay.
I don't want to be wrong.
It's like, sweet supercars. And I was like, well, it's got to be Forza, right? Right? And then Forza was like, okay, phew.
That's close. Just deleted your tweet and then just tweeted out something else and pretended like you didn't say Forza.
You got hacked. For one tweet.
And then after Forza, they showed ReCore, no release date given. It looks okay.
So it looks like it's not just a core thing that you stick into different bodies and make them come to life. It looked like you have a bunch of little sort of mech companions and they all do different stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yay, I guess. Like,
that's fun.
I don't know. Seeing the gameplay stuff, it was kind of just like, I don't know.
Microsoft Snack.
It kind of reminded me of like Ratchet and Clank, except like the character doesn't hold all these gadgets. It's like you have these gadgets that run around with you.
I guess so. I mean, and then there's like the one's robot, like entire purpose is just to be like a grappling point.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I can do nothing else.
I tweet RPG. Oh look, RPG point. More grappling hooks.
Like, you created an entire robot just for that? Like, with all that technology, you created a grappling point. That was, yeah, it's weird.
This one was also a Xbox Play Anywhere game.
Play Anywhere.
And then after that, we had a very, demo of Final Fantasy XV coming in September. Okay, is it September 30th? Because I saw someone tweet it was like sooner 30th. Than that. Okay, September 30th, 2016.
Wow.
It was kind of blood, dude. It was just like a Titan swinging its arm and then Noctis dodging and like interacting with
him. Or not dodging. He got hit a lot. I think he went down.
He almost got party wiped at one point. It was like,
yeah, like one of the NPCs was like, ran over and gave him a potion. It's like, are you okay, dude? And I was like, wow.
What is happening?
It was not a good demo.
And the thing is, like, when he finished it was basically just like a 30-second long demo. It's like, he gets a hand, they put Blizzard on it, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Was that supposed to be it?
They didn't even like, wear him down or anything. It seems like they were basically just buying time until he got to the end of it, and he's like, okay, now we can just finish this. And then, like, it was not a good demo at all.
What did they describe at the beginning? They said it was something like a three-way battle. Were those other guys fighting the Titan too?
They were. The Imperial or whatever they're called in the game. Like, the guys with the guns were all shooting at him too, but I guess there's more going on than story-wise. But once again, it was just not well done at all.
The Titan was just like, huh, swoop. And basically, like, everyone went down. I was like, swoop again. I was like, what are we watching?
I feel like no one practiced this. It's like they were just like, here's the demo, and you're going to be surprised just like everybody else. You play because... Here you go. It's like, but I don't own an Xbox. It's fine. It's fine. The controller is similar to the DualShock. You'll pick it up quickly. It was just a mess.
I think the problem was, like, in the first couple seconds, he fell from the hand, and then that's where he panicked. It's like, oh shit.
It's like, mistakes for me. Like, abandon the demo, abandon everything. Yeah, he just, like, whoever, that guy that was playing, just, it just didn't look like he knew what he was doing, like, at all.
Hang on, like, I'll be right back.
So, that was just very poorly done. So if, like, if anybody was like on the fence about it, that probably was just like, nope, guess I'm not buying this.
Yeah, I was like wanting to be blown away, and then like the demo was like, ugh, and then like I retweeted that, and I was like, I was thinking at the same time, I was like, yep, dude, it was bad. It was bad.
That is not how you sell your game at all. So it's like, cause it's, and it's sad because it's like, that could have been like a potentially awesome boss battle, but then it's just like, it just failed.
Yeah, it's like the whole time I was thinking, you know, this is why I prefer traditional JRPGs where I just sit there and we trade fighting, turn-based style. Cause, you know, look at this. This is a mess. This doesn't look fun at all.
It's kind of disappointing. It's like you think, oh, is this game going to be full of like context sensitive quick time events where something has to happen at a certain point? And that's something that you can't just actually do yourself.
It was just, yeah.
I was like, at least the music's cool. Noctis' theme is playing. Yeah.
Music is cool. It's great. I'm not sure how I feel about the voice actors either.
Oh, actually. Yeah. It was a bit one that of them one was guy.
Very jarring.
Because yeah. I was just like, wait. You shut up. You just shut up right now. I was like, I don't like this. It was weird.
The super chipper happy one. But then it looked like at one point, didn't he change to one of the other characters with his big sword?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did. It's they showed it off in one of the previous trailers where like they showed the one guy throwing the daggers. I forget his name, but the one with the accent, that one. I think it's my Prompto gameplay. So Prompto's the annoying blonde one. That's not. I know his name. Can't stand him. But yes. So I think it's probably going to be like a gameplay option in some way, shape, or form, but it was just poorly shown.
All right, well, Tropical's back so we can continue. And then they showed the Division Underground DLC trailer, which was super disappointing because I was like, Division, I'm off the boat. I am not playing this game. And I was like, please hook me, please like, you know, let me back into your loving arms. And it was just like a trailer I've already seen. And like June 28th date for the DLC, the Underground, which we already knew about because they already showed it like on YouTube or whatever. So I was like, I am disappointed, and they just like moved on to the next thing. I was like, wait, what was that? Like, I was like, no game.
Like first on Xbox One is the thing they need.
I think that's what they wanted to show. Yeah. It's the fact that it was there first.
And the gamer was like, I wasn't going to play this until August. What? No.
Yep. End of August. So I'm out.
I don't know. Cause it's like the Division, I haven't even been hearing much about people even playing it. It's like once it got released, it kind of like people were just,
yeah, I think everybody on my friends has just dropped it.
Yeah. I don't see anybody on my friends is playing it anymore. So I'm like, is this still like a thing or like people are just like,
no, yeah. they messed up the end game pretty bad. Like they introduced like, which is like the equivalent of like light levels to the game. And that was a bad decision.
That is a bad decision. Let me tell you. Because that grind will change a person. It changed me. Just saying. Just go listen to the podcast from like before Destiny came out. I was a much happier person. And what? Yeah. Destiny has changed me. That grind changed
me. A lot of people ranting since Destiny happened.
Pagan is a much angrier person after that game. Darkseid has come out.
Especially game.
It got even weirder because like, you know, Battlefield 1, but then they just like did like what they just did to like show, oh, we have this first, and it's like, but it's like a week early for early access, which you can only get on Xbox One, whatever, and it's like, oh, let's show the trailer, and it's the same trailer from the EA conference, and it's like, okay, and I was like, what? And yeah, that was it. So
I mean, I guess they're assuming not everyone watches everything.
Well, yeah,
so it's like,
I can get
to
that.
To excite their own fans, like, annoying. Hey, check it out, this thing.
Or people that haven't seen it yet, or didn't watch it on the at the conference, or just haven't seen it on the internet somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
which is probably highly unlikely. But
few mainstream casuals out there checking out the E3 stream that haven't seen anything else. Here you go. And then we moved on to Xbox Live, adding a lot of features that we've seen somewhere else before, chin-stroking.
guys, they're trying. Just leave them alone. It's like, I know a lot of people were all like, oh my gosh, they're just copying PlayStation stuff. And it's like, but I mean, they've been trying to do this whole, they've been trying to do something similar for like a while now, just not well. So it's like, They've been trying, man. They've been trying.
Well, I remember when the tables were turned RPG, and it was a whole different tune, so, you know.
Yes.
I'm not cutting any slack at all.
Gosh.
No, what I would say is, like, this is that thing that I've been saying, where it's like, Xbox has always followed in the footsteps of PlayStation, And this generation, when they're down, they're doing the things that PlayStation did, where it was like, oh yeah, we're like doing stuff like Xbox Live, and we're like investing in sort of exclusive franchises that probably aren't going to sell that many, but someday when we're back on top, it'll be okay.
Someday. Someday.
So yeah, features added, background music. So, you know, yeah. That, language region independence, I thought that was weird, but whatever. If you want that, there you go. Cortana on Xbox One. Clubs on Xbox Live, which is basically communities. And they said communities, like, after that, and I was like, why didn't... I guess they can't call that. Maybe there's some sort of, like, common... whatever.
It would have been too obvious if they would have called it
communities. Yeah. It's like, he's like, clubs on Xbox Live, which allows you to bring your community or something, and I was like, wait, you just said, yeah. Like, why didn't you just, whatever. So I guess they just gotta, like, change it and be like, well, we can't have the same name as PlayStation, because then people are like, no, they'll know. Not that they don't know already. And then looking for a group on Xbox Live, which I was like, whoa, that is, I'm not sure if you want to do that, dude, because I've been down the LFG rabbit hole, and let me tell ya, it's a 50-50, just like Gamer tweeted out. It's like 50% awesome, 50% you're effed. So, have fun with that.
Yeah, cause somebody
also, Stranger Danger on Xbox Live, definitely not a place I want to be. Definitely not a place I want to be.
Yeah, cause somebody on my Twitter feed was just like, yeah, this is going to turn into Craigslist real fast. I was like,
that's I was thinking the same thing. I was like, so is LFG on Xbox Live like going to be like new Tinder or something? You're just like looking at descriptions and who's inviting, and it's like, yeah, I'll just swipe right on this person. I don't know, man. I'm scared. And then you like finally find a match, and it's like, oh, all right, let's do this.
Like, no drama, also, like, long walks on the beach.
Oh, man, that's, I wonder if it's gonna be a thing of, like, descriptions for LFG groups on Xbox Live.
Gotta be open to new things, like, wait, what? What's happening right now?
But then they did, like, add something cool, which was, I thought this was cool, the arena on Xbox Live, because it made me think of, like, arena back in G4 times, of, like, you know, yeah. And it's, like, a esports platform of, like, whoever wants to do it with their developer partners of just being in for, like, some sort of, like, tournaments and online competitions. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I wouldn't mind seeing something like that being on the PlayStation platform where it's streamlined and I can be a ringer and just play games all day and hopefully win some money. So, yeah.
Did you get down what the initial games are? It was, like, World of Tanks, Smite.
I did not.
And a third one that neither of us can remember.
It might have been Madden? Or some EA game, maybe?
No, they announced that later. Like, EA is going to join later, I remember, and like FIFA is going to be part of that.
I don't remember.
Okay.
And then the Minecraft section, where I kind of tuned out, dudes. I'm sorry, because it was like, a game I don't like or care about or never played, and I have negative connotations with this game, so it's like, whatever, dude. And then they're just, like trying to sell stuff while they're doing it. It's like, oh, check out John Carmack with his Geo Ramadan. And look at this sweet texture pack we got come in. And this, and then I yeah, after the texture pack thing, I like blanked out and they like had some sort of like map pack come in. And I was like, I didn't catch it. And I was like, Minecraft something something. So maybe Tropical got it. I didn't get it. So yeah.
Sure. Basically, the
Minecraft didn't look like Minecraft. Then it probably would have been more appealing.
They called it the friendly update coming today because it removes the barriers between platforms. So people on Xbox Live, iOS, Android, and Windows 10 can all like crossplay. And that's why they showed a person playing on a tablet, an iPad,
and the VR.
And a Gear VR system. And then, yeah, it was interesting the way they worded all these crossplay. It's like, oh, we enabled it for all the platforms that will allow it. So I guess like PlayStation is not on board yet.
They were just like, nah, bro, you don't want your crap.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Then they announced, Minecraft Realms, which are going to be dedicated servers.
That's what the something something was.
Yes.
did you really write something something in your notes?
Yeah, I did.
Your Minecraft world or whatever you created lives on with you being offline because it's on a server somewhere. They didn't really say, like, how available these are going to be, like, you have to pay for them or whatever. And then, yeah, then it was, like, the texture packs. They showed off a city texture packs coming, or I guess there are texture packs, but now they'll come to the Pocket versions and Windows 10. And then in the fall, there's going to be, like, add-ons and stuff, where you can change the behavior of the mods, give them different abilities, and I guess they're working towards a fully moddable version of Minecraft. Realms are available for free trial right now. You have to sign up somewhere, and then I guess they're going to have more news at Minecon in September.
Oakley dokily. And then they had this Xbox One controller design lab thing where just, like, a ton of controller and colors and customization thingies. But then, like, it was on the screens, like, so shortly, I didn't, like, I just got, like, design labs. I'm not sure if there's, like, a date or some website or maybe when they're going out or, like, the price is higher or whatever. So, well, I might look into it, whatever. But I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But then I didn't, like, not enough details after the fact. I was like, oh.
Because it would be nice if, like, more controllers kind of did stuff like that, because it's like, we rarely ever get, especially with like PlayStation stuff, like we rarely get like the cool, like special edition controls and stuff. So it's like,
and this Japanese exclusive.
Oh. Well, like we this is going to be interesting because it's basically like, the Moto X is the only one I can think of where it's like you order your phone from Motorola and you get to choose like the colors that it's made up of and like you can have it engraved and the welcome screen is different.
What?
So yeah, like,
oh wait, wait, you can engrave controllers?
Yeah, they were showing like you could put custom text.
Oh man, embrace eternity, embrace eternity. Like it's gonna be blue, and like, that's it, man.
Blue.
I might have to, I might have to get an Xbox One just for this, just to have like an Atari controller and be like, Liara. Actually, no. What am I thinking? I'm sorry.
You could use a controller on PC.
Yeah.
You're a genius. You're a genius gamer. Oh my gosh. I was like, how am I going to use this controller? I was like, I'm not going to buy an Xbox One. PC. Yes. I am going to buy one whenever that like goes live. I am totally doing that. I'm going to like buy more than one. I'm going to have an Optimus Prime one with like blue and red. I'm going to spend a ridiculous amount of money on these. Good job, Microsoft. I was like, thinking, oh, this is kind of cool. And now I'm like, dude, I can already like just think of the stupid combinations in my brain.
They listed a website.
Custom controllers start at $80.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the interesting part. Like, you know, when you're not making them at scale, then it's like they cost more per unit. And the other thing is like, if they're going to be custom like this, then they can't be making them in like China and stuff like that because it's gonna be super expensive for them in China to make one controller and then ship individual controllers to the US.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
So they might have to start making them here or in Mexico.
Now I need to like make a Windows 10 gaming PC to play Mass Effect Andromeda on because I'll have a whole family of controllers to switch every day. I just thought of like find peace, embrace, find peace in the embrace of the goddess of like a Samara one. It's all red. And blue. Sorry. I'm gonna be thinking about this like for the rest of the day. I'm sorry. This is like, oh, what have you done, Microsoft? You ruined me.
It is a cool idea.
Oh, it's really neat. So good.
The website, what's it called? It's xbox.com/xboxdesignlabs.
I'm typing that in right now.
It doesn't launch until this fall.
Oh, curses.
Foiled again.
Yep. I'll just use those $80 to put into my PSN wallet for the now on PSN today in the Sony conference, so score one for you, Sony.
Provided they actually do that, but yes.
Last Guardian.
Gosh.
So after the Xbox One controller design lab awesomeness, inside, there's like a shirt. It was weird. It was like, I thought it was going to be a demo. It was just a trailer, I guess, and then like a date. And then they went into their whole idea at Xbox talk or section. And then also they said Limbo would be free on Xbox One starting today. I'm not sure if that's like forever or if like a week or a month, but they said it's free. So there you go. And then like, yeah, idea at Xbox montage after the dude came out and talked. We didn't say anything like important, so I didn't type it. So whatever. And then we got Cuphead. We got Outlast. We got Deliver the Manda Flint Hook. Wait a minute. I might have typed two.
I think it's Deliver Us to the Moon.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say, you really...
I forgot to hit enter there. I'm sorry. I was typing really fast because like, I was behind, and then I was like typing, and then like I was like trying to make sure like I got like the names right, and then like they keep flashing them. Whatever. So, yeah, Cuphead, Outlast, Deliver the Moon, Dave Flint Hook, or whatever. Far, Slime Rancher, Shadow Tactics, which I was like, yes, a strategy RPG game, but it's on Xbox One. Whatever. My dreams came true. There's finally an SRPG out and current gen. Yes. Figment, well, I mean, The Culling,
for XCOM will be out this later this year anyway, so.
I'd rather play the first one, just saying. Figment, The Culling, For the King, Beacon, Stardew Valley, Hand of Fate 2, Below, Raiders of the Broken Planet, Bloodstained, that, I just put Bloodstained because we all know what the game is, like, the Bloodstained, blah, 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 Damp Curse, blah, blah, blah.
All those words.
All those words. Ukulele and Everspace.
Now, was Raiders of whatever, whatever, was that from Mercury Stream?
I don't remember, dude. Yep. I was just typing the names.
Yeah.
That was, like, the really good-looking third-person game or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a 4-against-1 type of game.
Oh, really?
So it's like Evolve?
Yep.
It's like Mario Party, yay!
Huh.
Or now-defunct Fable Legends.
Awkward.
And then we had a gameplay reveal of We Happy Few, and it looks amazing, and it's coming July 26th to Early Access. Or maybe it's July 26th overall, I don't remember. Because they said Early Access... But I was like, okay, so it's like, but they said like first on console, but I was like, is that Early Access or is that like when it comes out on July 26th? I was like, oh, whatever, so.
Confused. July 26th is the start of the game preview. Xbox game preview. Of that one.
It looks very disturbing and I can't wait to play it. I was like, it's one of those Bioshock games, but it's not a Bioshock game.
And when he was like hitting the pinata, I was like, when the blood splattered, like
I was like, wait. It got dark and I was like, ooh, I like this. This is my cup of tea right here. I want more. And then CD Projekt Red came out, or a representative of them, and then they showed Gwent, the Witcher card game, and a closed beta for that will be coming September 2016, so look forward to that very soon. And then Harada-san came out, and he was all looking cool in some sweet, snazzy kimono garb, and I was like, ooh, Harada, you're looking all dramatic all the time. And then, yeah, Tekken 7, we finally got a date, early 2017. 2017 is so stacked! It's so stacked! Oh! And then the gameplay demo, it was so good! It was so good! It was like, Hihachi versus Akuma, and there's all these, like, prompts, but then, like, the prompts came up, because I thought it was a cutscene, but then it was like, gameplay! And then it was like, story mode! And then they're fighting, it was good! It was good, dude! I was super pumped! It looks so good! And then, after they're fighting, and then, like, Akuma did, like, Rage Demon on him, and then it's like, ooh, next part is a good scene! And then, like, it did that thing where it, like, ends, when they're about to, like, they're both about to hit each other, and it's like, ooh, fade out! Coming next year. It's like, ooh, it looks so good. Ah! Oh, it's great. It's good. It's like, oh, I can't wait. I'm so pumped. It's like, oh, I got what I wanted. That's like one of my top three. Oh. Most wanted. So we're 2 for 2 here with the Mass Effect and Tekken 7. So, you know,
it was weird because it's like, initially I thought it was going to be like a Street Fighter announcement because when the Colonel walked in, I was like, wait. But then when they panned over to Hatch, I was like, oh, okay. So it's like a Tekken thing, but I thought it was going to be like the Tekken Cross
Street Fighter that game.
The game that was announced and never came out. But then it's like, oh, it's Tekken 7.
Such and then they said that free Tekken Tag Tournament 2 for gold members all week. So there you go. On Xbox One, I believe. I'm not sure if that's also on 360. So,
And they didn't care during that event.
They sure did not. And then they showed Dead Rising, which is coming this holiday. So that's a very boom out of nowhere. Here you go. One looks like Dead Rising. So, you know, if you like Dead Rising, there you go.
More played stuff. The first one, and that was about back. It. So, yeah.
There was a fire-breathing Triceratops mask.
I think that's not historically accurate.
Exosuits.
How do you know? You weren't there.
I don't feel like dinosaurs breathe fire, but, you know, it's cool.
Well, we have these fictional characters called dragons, and they breathe fire, and they look a lot like dinosaurs. I mean, sure, nobody that's, like, seen a dragon has seen a dinosaur, but, you know, you could cross his dreams. It's whatever, man. Multiverse. Or something.
I don't know, man. But I don't know, I just...
Now I'm wondering, RPG, were there fire-breathing dinosaurs? I'm pretty sure there weren't, but now my brain is like, I can't stop thinking about it. It's like, because there's like no fire-breathing animals at all on Earth currently, so actually I'm like, actually RPG's probably right. I wanted to be wrong, but I'm like, I want to believe there's fire-breathing animals in the prehistoric times.
No, you do not.
Because then, we'll be like, drill a hole into the ocean, and a kaiju's gonna pop out, and we're like, we found it, guys. It's one of the fire breathers. We thought they didn't exist, but we were wrong.
That would be a very terrifying experience, because it's like, hey, remember that one time animals were already strong enough to, like, manhandle us? They now breathe fire, too. So it's like, yay! So no, you do not want that. That is not a thing you want. I was not excited, because I'm like, it's Dead Rising. It's basically what are those? The Mosho? Musho? Musho?
Musho?
Musho?
Well,
no, it's basically one of those, except with zombies, when you think about it. So it's like,
yeah, there's more Dead Rising on that. There's just a lot of that as well. There's a lot of surviving and grinding from the last one. Well, I only played the first one, so I'm not sure if they changed a lot.
But yeah,
and crafting and saving other people and weird boss fights and weird characters and psychopaths. Were you going to say something tropical?
Nothing serious. Okay. So, never mind.
And then Microsoft Game Studios. It was weird, dude. It was weird, because it wasn't like, here's our game that you don't know about that we've been working on. It was just like, Microsoft Game Studios, and they're talking. It's like, but then it's like, basically, I just put in parentheses, we write big checks for developers, because that's basically what they said. They're like, oh, we're going to work with the most amazing talent in games and support them. Blah, 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 blah. Not even tweeted out. I was like, translation, we're going to write them a big check and hope their AAA awesome skills translate into an awesome game. So, whatever, man. And then they, like, just went to, like, what they've been working on at Microsoft Game Studios. So, and the money that they've been, or the fruits of their labor. So we got Scalebound, that was a pretty good demo. I mean, I honestly kind of, like, don't care as much anymore, because, like, I guess I didn't realize it was, like, a Monster Hunter e-game, and I'm kind of not about that anymore.
It's not a Monster Hunter.
Is that just a multiplayer mode, then?
Yeah. No, that was a boss battle.
That was just a boss battle.
But there's, like, multiple with dragons.
There's a co-op boss battle. But the game itself is more, it's kind of like Devil May Cry would be a more accurate, like, comparison to what it is. I just use Monster Hunter as a comparison because of the way the boss battle was set up.
But yeah, they fought this giant monster, and then, like, the whole time the character was, like, saying what to do, so, you know. Unlike Monster Hunter, you're gonna know what you're gonna need to do to take stuff down, so, like, everybody will be screaming it the whole time at you.
Like, get good or go home. We don't need your crappy hunters here.
And then, also 2017, because, you know, 2017 is just so loaded. And, yeah, primed and ready to fire. Sea of Thieves, Rare's game, no release date given, and then they showed the gameplay demo of people playing it, and it was one of those division of, like, we don't sound like that when we play, this is kind of, that one word I can't think of right now.
Scripted.
That, but there's another one. Cringeworthy, that. Because it was just, like, one person was, like, really overpowering everybody in the conversation, like, wouldn't shut up, and everybody else was just, like, talking, but, like, saying stuff I wouldn't say, and it was just, like, I think they had, like, two groups of people, because, like, two different ships, but it looked okay. I mean, after seeing that, it just, like, confirms what I realized when I played Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, of, like, there's a lot of material here in the swashbuckling adventure pirate genre to just, you know, make more games. There's just so much material to mine and, like, adventures to have, and I'm surprised it has been overused, like, space marines and stuff. It's like, that's like a tier of, like, we found, like, the missing tier of, like, where to go if you want to have, like, a generic game in some setting. Just make a pirate game, because I think it's going to work, because there's stuff to do, and you have a boat, you just transport yourself somewhere and go getting adventures or look for treasure. It's a fun time to be had. Just saying.
Is it though?
I think it is.
We should test out that banter one day when we're, like, playing a game and see if it works.
So I was like, oh, talking about when we play Destiny is, like, you know, stuff and weird stuff or how much we hate the game. So this is completely wrong. I was never gonna, like, have, like, people playing the game and, like, talking about how they hate it as they play it. So I was like, this is never gonna be, like, the Tekken experience on E3. You're never gonna get that.
Someone, like, going on a four-long rant during the demo.
Like, you guys want to tell you how I feel about this game? I'll tell you about how I feel about this game and the grind I've been through. Oh, let me tell you. 3 hours later. Shut up, Tekken. It's all your fault, Tekken. Focus, Tekken. We're in the middle of raid, Tekken.
Like, he goes from ranting about not getting gear to talking about his favorite type of pies. It's a very weird experience.
So, guys, I got the raid pie. It'll give us good luck. Except for me, because I always get the terrible loot jobs. Oh, it didn't work. Whatever.
Like, guys, if you want real gamer banter, just hire us. Just hire us to do your actual gameplay demos. It'll be entertaining, I assure you.
Especially Gamer, because he likes to swear.
They'd have to, like, censor out his entire, like... like, okay, just cut his feet. Just cut his feet.
Just
okay.
Cut his feet. So then we got a... like, one of the few new games that we didn't know was coming, but I think it was leaked, because the gamer said something about it.
It was leaked.
Yeah, so State of Decay, coming next year as well. Also seen a pattern here, 2017. If you've got an Xbox One, keep waiting, and keep waiting some more, because you're going to want to pass on the Xbox S, but we'll get to that. Probably because of all these 2017 games that it's like, oh, do I want to play it on this, or do I want to play it on that? Yeah, no gameplay, just a trailer. Or that, yes. Or maybe keep waiting and there'll be something even better because, hey, if they keep doing this, maybe they will just crash the industry again because, you know, I mean, main RPG have been predicting it, we'll see what happens, but yeah, I'm kind of scared now because they went there. Halo Wars 2, that was a cool trailer, but it was no gameplay. It was like all like slow motion-y as the two commanders like walk towards each other in the battlefield of like, yeah, let's point at it, let's stare down. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win? Ooh, Halo, Covenant versus humans. Covenant versus humans. Ooh. So yeah, Halo Wars 2 coming February 21st, 2017. Oh, I guess they did show some gameplay of like the beta people had been playing or whatever. The people that early access, whatever.
The beta starts today. And it goes for the next week.
Yep. And then in partnership with Creative Assembly is what they said. So, you know, Creative Assembly. Cha-ching, cha-ching for you guys. And then they ended it really weird on a hardware announcement where we had already had a hardware announcement at the beginning. So this conference was, like, bookended by hardware announcements of Xbox S. And then, like, you could feel the build-up. Like, you could just sense it. And then, like, in my Twitter feed, I could just, like, see people, like, here it is, here it is, here it is. Like, it's like, ooh, this is kind of exciting, this is kind of exciting. And then, like, Project Scorpio, holiday 2017, no price given. And they're like, oh, everything that works now on your current Xbox One or Xbox S, it'll work on your Project Scorpio. So, just keep waiting. Just keep waiting to buy an Xbox One if you haven't bought one yet. Because why would you want to waste your money?
If I were them, considering they were waiting to holiday next year anyway, I would have just waited until next E3.
Especially when you see how many games are coming out next year that are not out yet, or in August when the Xbox S comes out. Just saying. Or maybe just keep waiting, and then like save up your money for a sweet Xbox 10 gaming PC, because you could play all these games on that.
Especially when there was like no real details given on the console. It's like they should have just waited. There was no reason to even bother.
And yeah, don't even show it.
They're
talking
about like technical specifications of like this many GPUs and this many teraflops and blah 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 blah. It'll be they're like and then like the slide they show is like most powerful console of all time. Blah, 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 blah. But then it's like
After that presentation as well. He's like, oh, this is the most powerful console ever to date. And like, what's gonna stop Sony from going, you know what? Let's just boost up the specs even more.
Yeah, it's like, I kind of fear that they have started this arms race that's just gonna escalate, and we're gonna be the victims, and then like, me and RPG said, man, that the crash is coming. It's like, why would you wanna, like, keep upgrading? Why would you, A, wanna keep upgrading? B, stop waiting? Cause like, if you're just like, keep waiting, it's like, maybe you're just like, maybe you'll never stop waiting, and it's like, oh, just like, have one box, and like, I never upgrade, cause it's like, they keep coming out, so it's like, oh, just send the ones they have. And who knows what's going to cause. And then there's all the weird part in that presentation was like, we asked the developers and whatever, what they wanted. And I was like, wait, then what was the Xbox One then? It's like, we asked them what they wanted and we just totally over-delivered. I was like, I was like, what the F was the Xbox One then? If like, you finally like made what they wanted. Like, what the F was this console that you're trying to push? And then B, what is Xbox S if it's not this thing that's like the god tier? I come down from the mountain, oh, so powerful, whatever.
I mean, I think it's sort of clear that Xbox One was the console that Microsoft wanted.
Very true.
And, you know, few other people did. And then, you know, like, what they were saying about that, like, that is what the PS4 announcement was, right? It was like, oh, we went and talked to all the developers and asked them what they wanted, and then we made PS4. So it's sort of strange. Like, I can sort of imagine if you're really... and I don't know what the opposite of thrifty is. If you were, like, not thrifty, then you would be like, oh, cool, it will work with all the games and accessories, so I'll go out in August, buy this actually kind of cheap $300 new Xbox One and then use that for the next year and a half. And then when the new one comes out, I'll dump this one and get the new one and be able to keep all my stuff with it.
And then, like, the other thing was, like, that happened was, like, when they're talking, like, all the developers was like, oh, 4K visuals, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, whoa, dude, Titan doesn't have a 4K TV. Those things are expensive. Pass.
Yeah, and, like, the penetration rate of 4K televisions in households are, like, we're barely getting into 1080p.
Pretty low, yeah.
Into households, so it's like, 4K, that's, like, way out in the distance.
It is, it's very strange. It's like, and then
they'll be able to support 1080p, 60 frames, VR experiences, but like, they didn't even talk about their VR hardware, so it's like,
yeah.
What's up with that? And then like, that just adds on to the cost of the hardware that you're showing, or that you're currently talking about and giving no specifics about, because they didn't say the price, they just said 2017, so it's like, now it's just like a money pit that is like continually inflating as my fear of like, what's going to happen here continues. It's like, ooh.
It was funny because, like, in the video, the developers are talking about, yeah, with this kind of power, we don't have to compromise, which means that everything we just saw in the previous hour and a half has been compromised because it has to work on the Xbox One.
Yeah, and then, like, and then because it is like, tethered to the old hardware, it will never live up to this potential. It's like, good job, guys. It's like, good job.
So when do you start, like, maybe this is the new Xbox, and it's just like, yeah, 2017 begins our new generation, and this will... All this stuff will still work, but going forward, none of the new Xbox One stuff will work on the old Xbox One.
Oh, that would be...
They didn't say that. They didn't say forward compatibility for the current one.
That would be a train wreck.
That's the kicker. That's the kicker right there.
That, ooh, tropical, ooh, man. That
it was like, well, what they're talking about with the hardware, like, it is significantly more powerful than the Xbox One. So what are you going to do? You're just going to let it, like, sit on that performance.
We're just gonna upscale it all.
You're not allowed to use it. We told them that to sell them this better box, but you can't use it because you'll alienate the rest of our...
Now, Frieza, you can't change forms yet. It's not time. Just keep waiting until, like, forever.
And, like, the obvious comparison with, like, the Neo that we actually know pretty detailed specs and stuff about, like, Neo is more powerful, but not, like, way more powerful than the current PS4. So conceivably, like, you could have both of those side by side. It's like, Neo ones perform better or have higher resolutions, but like that, those aren't really like huge benefits, I think, to players, unless they really care about those things. But this one is like, it sounds way more powerful. Yeah. So like, why would you shackle that to your old hardware?
Because logic.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So even if I was considering buying an Xbox One, I'm certainly not going to now, because it's like, well...
It's like, probably 2017, maybe, but probably not, because maybe you'll show me something that'll be like, hey guys, even more powerful than Project Scorpio, but then it's like, what's even the point? Because it's like, you guys aren't even using this to like 100% of its capabilities, so it's like... Unless you do what Tropical just said, and you're like, this is Sparta, and just, like, kick off all the Xbox One users pre-Scorpio of, like, sorry. Casual
like
film.
Xbox
peasants. Yeah,
Scorpio is backwards compatible, but Xbox One and One S are not forwards compatible.
Yeah.
Not the same thing. Have fun in the dust.
And actually, you know, we don't know about that, actually, but... That kind of, I mean,
that would, that, but that, like, that's the only way it would make sense, though. It's like, why would you make such a powerful console and then, like, not use the full extent of the hardware? That doesn't make any sense.
It defeats the purpose.
They might do, I'm just, like, speculating, but they might do, oh, the PC version. If you have the Xbox One version, remember you have the PC version, so they'll just port the PC version to the Scorpio in the dot where you get your 4K visuals.
Could they do
that?
I don't think it would stop them.
They say
play anywhere, so hopefully they don't, like, renege their initiative there. Well, even then, it's like, why would you want to play the games you already played already?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if they're talking about using all the extra power in the most powerful console, those games won't work on far less powerful consoles.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, offering a 4K resolution on currently available and like pre-Scorpio available games shouldn't be that hard if they're working on sort of like this Windows 10 universal Windows platform. Yeah. It's a weird announcement to have out like right now.
Yeah, they shouldn't have had it until next year.
A year and a half away from the actual launch.
They should have just waited. It was not a good idea at all.
I mean, okay, so gamer, like, you're the only one of us that has an Xbox One. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if I had one, today's announcement sort of hurt a lot, because it's like, okay, I bought it at launch, it costs more, they told me I needed all this stuff, then they took all that stuff away, then they released a more, like, a better version, smaller, integrated power source, like, that is huge.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want that big brick anymore, thank you. And on top of that, like, it costs potentially the same, like, less than what I paid at launch. And then, on top of that, like, a year and a half from now, there will be another one which is way more powerful than any of these. Like, what is that like as an Xbox One owner?
How do you feel, gamer? How do you feel?
I want to sell Xbox One because, like, every game you buy on Xbox One is available on PC. Well, on their store.
Actually, I think that's another key point is, like, if you think about it, you don't even need an Xbox One. You can just play on PC. Like, you can be a PC gamer and play console games.
And you're still connected to,
yeah, and you still have Xbox Live. And it's cross platform stuff. So it's like, you don't even need, like, Xbox actually. So you can just, like, be like, peace out Xbox, PC only now.
Of course, so, soon as I say Xbox, my Kinect goes crazy. It's crazy.
Like, he's activating us. He's activating us.
Someone's saying our name!
Yeah, that's like the thing. It's like, I could just, even though my PC's garbage, I could just get like a $300 video card, slap it in there. Oh, I'm able to play Xbox One games, no problem.
Yeah.
Gears of War 4, Pirates, everything that's coming out is available on Xbox, Windows 10. So what's stopping me just from like ditching the console? Because there's practically no use for it, except for backwards compatibility where I could just bring my 360 out, same thing, so.
Also, when you say sell your Xbox One, not to replace it, it's just like, you don't need one. It's just all PC.
Yeah, because I don't need it from now until whatever the release, because I already got my fill, because I was waiting for Quantum Break. That was released. I played it. That was awesome. Okay. And then that's pretty much it, because everything else from that here on forward is PC as well. So it's like, I don't need to get the Xbox One version. So, yeah, I'm selling it.
Sell it before the price like drops dramatically, since now everybody's like, well, now I already know this thing is coming. Yeah, but the thing is like, well, I already know this stuff is coming, so.
The name of this year's Microsoft E3 conference was Xbox Eject, because, yeah, get out while you can. Just go play on PC.
But I wonder if it's like something they're looking at where they're trying to get away from the box and then just trying to make sure Xbox as a service is just the one that survives, you know, every generation. I mean, that's what they're alluding to. Like, it survives every generation. Mm. It's just like this entire brand, and just like you could play whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want. Like, I don't know. It's just.
I think that's what all the brands are doing. Like, they're going to move away from the hardware, and it's all going to be about the platform, getting you connected to the platform. And so, like, you know, from that perspective, you can kind of see where it does make sense to still make Xboxes, where it's like, cause like, we're talking about, you know, buying a $300 video card, buying a $1,000 computer. It's like, not everyone can do that. And so if they do just want to play games, like, $299 is far more affordable, and it gets you connected to that platform. And with like the cross-generational thing, then that all, it keeps you connected to the platform. Whereas before, you know, they found with research is like, there is no platform loyalty. And I think part of the reason to that was there was essentially like no backwards compatibility or just like very poor backwards compatibility over the years. So, you know, there was no reason to get a PS3 just because you had a PS2, because it didn't necessarily play PS2 games. You didn't necessarily get to keep your library. But now that you do, then it's like, well, I want to continue having a device that will play the stuff that I still that I already have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, what about you guys, you three guys? Like, are you gonna pick up an Xbox down the line or Xbox right now or get the PC up and running?
It's like for me, it's like from what they showed, it's like there's no real reason. I like if Scorpio is like so far off, but it's so far powerful, it's like why would I get anything until then? And then like even after then, it's like, well, maybe something will happen in the PC space where like specs are at or better that, which is probably not going to happen because, you know, I've only been waiting for like the Steam machines to solve this problem for like 5 years, whatever. So it's like, hope maybe I could just, I'll just be like, whatever, at least I can play some sweet Xbox exclusives that I can't play on PS4 and I'll just like finally, well, it'll probably like be time to upgrade my computer at that point anyway. So it's like, it's probably just like, at that, like, it's like, yeah, it's like I'm like basically abandoning the Xbox platform. It's like, I will play those games on PC, but it's like, I will never go back to like the console side of like the Xbox to like, play anything on console. It's like I can just play it on PC. It, like with the way they
have the Scorpio specs. They were saying what 4K at 60 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like and PC beyond. Graphics cards, like the newly released 1080 does not do that. Does not do 4K at 60. So they must have been. They're putting some heavy firepower in the test system. And that's the thing. And who knows how much it's going to cost? It like depending on.
Yeah, it's probably going to be expensive.
What they're going to put in there.
Mm.
Yeah, but then, like, Xbox S, they'll probably be, like, more than one version of it. So you can...
Well, so, can we buy Xbox S right now? Xbox
yes.
One S?
Yes.
And it's like, what do you get in the $299 one?
System and controller.
Your hopes and dreams crushed?
I don't think they include a game, though. There's no game.
Well, so as far as, like, the... hard drive space and all that, that's... I'm trying to search it. S. There you go. Okay, so the $299 that they said is a 500 gig hard drive. The 1 terabyte one is $349, and then a 2 terabyte one is $399.
What? Well, dude, figured. That is... Wow, whatever. Whatever.
That's not bad.
$399, gamer? $399? That's basically... 2
terabytes.
Yeah.
For two terabytes
for my PS4, I bought mine for like $100 or something. It was like not even like
$100. But plus your console.
Think about what you're saying. It's $300 plus $100.
Actually, it was like less than $100. It was like $80, $90. I have to look it up, but like I gave it to you when it's on sale. It's whatever. It's whatever. Extra $100. Whatever.
And this is the new controller, right? It said like rubberized grips and it has Bluetooth. In addition to Xbox Wireless?
That was also weird. Wait, and they showed, like, the refresh on the
controller. That was weird, yeah. So wait, is Bluetooth the connection, or what?
I think it uses either. So, like, Bluetooth you would be able to use on, say, like, your Windows PC. And then Xbox Wireless would be what it uses to connect to the Xbox One, probably. And you know, what they're talking about with accessories working in the future, maybe they get rid of Xbox Wireless and they're all going to be Bluetooth in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it still goes back to the greater utility out of having like a super powerful PC. So, and you know, it's not going to be $1,000, I think, to match an Xbox One. Definitely. Probably $600 for a new machine. To, like, meet those specs. And then that would be, like, better than anything that I have. So, just, like, as a work computer as well, it would do more stuff. And I would just be able to do a lot more stuff rather than buying a dedicated gaming machine and just add to the backlog that I already can't play through. RPG, it comes down to games for you, right? You just have no interest in any of them.
There's just no interest. So it's like that. It's not, it would not be, I would not be buying one anytime soon. So yeah.
So not even Scalebound? Like that was the one that you were interested in, right?
It was, but it's not, I will not buy a console for one game. That is not happening. that is just not going to be a thing. So yeah.
Cause really, yeah, if $299 is pretty cheap, and that being the same price as a current Xbox One, and it's like, it does feel like a far better box, you know, not just in sort of technical output capabilities with the 4K and stuff like that, but it's also no power brick, like that is huge for me.
And it, like from the video, it's like, oh shit, is it that much smaller? like 40% doesn't sound
that when they showed it. Yeah, but this showed it.
Practically a PS4, so that's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm super curious if, like, if they show Scorpio and it's, like, bigger, it's like, come on, guys.
It's back to the size of the Xbox One.
It's like, really, guys, did you not think?
It's, like, 40% larger.
Yeah, we need to keep it slim.
And, it, you know, they're still worried about overheating, so it was just, like, over half of the surface area of the S is, like, ventilated with little holes.
I mean, they had that for the One.
Isn't the One, like, it just has vents? Like, sideways vents? Or, like, sort of diagonal vents on the sides?
On the side and on the top, yeah.
This one is just like, pook, 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 pook.
And you could put it vertical. Remember, that was, like, one of the things, just, like, do not put your Xbox One in the vertical position.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like whatever Scorpio is going to be is also vertical orientation compatible.
Yeah. Well, so it's kind of funny that even after a press conference, you three guys are still like, nah. Still no.
The only thing I like that they did was the arena thing, but then it's like, it makes no sense to like go, like jump on their ship because it's like, I can play all the games on PC, so it's like, well, and I know, like, all this like, hardware that's, like, so amazing is coming, and it's like, why would I do that?
Yeah. Not to mention, like, I already want a current gen console, so it's like, well, we need to buy another one, not just for one game.
I've been meaning to, like, get my backup PC, which already has Windows 10, and, like, put a better motherboard in it. So now it's like, I have an incentive to, like, do a really good job when I do upgrade it, to, like, make it up to spec, so I can play Xbox One stuff. Without having an Xbox One, it'll be great.
Yeah, like, there are games that I'm interested in, but as far as buying the hardware, I don't know that it makes any more sense now. It maybe makes even less sense now.
I think it makes less sense.
Yeah, like, before it was sort of like, oh, we have these exclusive games. Do I want to buy another console to play just those games? And now it's like, we're bringing everything to Windows. It's like, well, I have Windows, so now, you know, I've sort of lost the incentive to buy the box. Now the question is like, okay, do I get the games and, you know, the hardware for my PC that I would need to run them? So yeah, like the box just like drops out of the conversation. It's like, well, there's no reason to get it anymore. Maybe that's different with Scorpio. Maybe, you know, they announce a price and it's like, holy crap, that's like a super cheap price for that kind of capabilities. Maybe then it makes sense. But at this point, it's like, we don't know anything about that. So the current hardware is like, don't really see the need.
Yeah, I don't blame you guys. What can you do?
Messed up too early.
So yeah. Sunday tonight, Ubisoft next. I'm so giddy. So, you know, yeah.
Hey, what time is Ubisoft's conference?
Like 30 more minutes.
30 minutes, holy crap. Wow.
Oh, that's soon.
That's way soon.
That is way soon. New IP.
Need to get more food. Need to write some staff.
Oh wait, isn't the games show PC supposed to be on now?
Yeah, the PC gaming show is right now, I believe.
It's already.
I just can't find it. Maybe it's over.
Wow. I'll watch the highlights later. Or I'll try to find it later, I guess. I think I watched it last year. I did.
Yeah. According to the YouTube thing, it says that the PC gaming show was at 2:00. Central. It's now 2:20, and it does not appear to be on the channel. Maybe okay. This is the PC gaming show?
Alright, well that was our get reactions to Microsoft's E3 2016 press conference. We'll definitely be back after Ubisoft, and then later Sony. Oh, I'm so pumped. I'm so pumped. Like, yeah. Cause like, I'm not, okay, this was like, I would give this like a B, did I say B plus earlier? Or B? B? I don't think I said B plus, but like a B, it was a good one. Like if you're a fan of Xbox, like you have stuff to be excited about. But then it's like the whole hardware situation is like, what the F, man? Like,
yeah,
that was like weird. So I think
it was actually a pretty decent show. Yeah. They showed a lot of games. Then they did like further in-depth gameplay demos of some of them. You know, it would have been nice if there were more. So it's not like a perfect conference. Especially like things like, you know, Dead Rising, you show a trailer and then nothing, and you jump to the next thing. Like, some of those were sort of jarring. But other than that, it's like, yeah, this is the kind of show I think we've come to expect from.
Yeah, and I think they did show gameplay of everything that they did show. TV. It wasn't just like, oh, here's a CG trailer. Hmm, no gameplay.
Yeah.
Or here's a behind the scenes look.
Ugh, does. People just.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, or that game that we talked about last year, here's some actual gameplay, i.e. the Sea of Thieves, not some, oh, here's some more, let's talk about it, but not really show it. Ugh.
Yeah. Whatever. So, you know, that part is like, oh, they did really well there. It's just, yeah, it's the question of, does this message make sense? If, and I think it does in a way, but I think it, yeah, Tekken's right. The theme is eject Xbox. Or Xbox, we're gonna make Xbox soft. We don't care about the hardware anymore. It's all about software.
Oh no.
Embrace the PC.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So yeah, until you hear from again, just Google us on Twitter. I mean, sorry, Google. Wow. I just said that.
Google us. That is not how Twitter works.
That is not how Twitter works or the internet. But just Google us. You know, Aimless Podcast, Aimless Bible Z. And until you hear from us again, we are now signing off.